Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Congressman John Faso of New York, thank you so much for coming on the program.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So back here in Mexico, not only are Mexicans picking a new president next Sunday, they're also replacing every single member of Congress, thousands of state representatives, and hundreds of new mayors. And this looks to be shaping up to be the year of the woman here. Sound familiar? More than 3,000 women are taking advantage of a new affirmative action law, and they're vying for office. Here's our Carrie Conn.
I'm not going out on a limb making this electoral prediction. The next mayor of Mexico City is going to be a woman. Of the 7 candidates running, 5 are women, and 1 is currently leading the polls by as much as 20 points. At a recent campaign stop at a Mexico City park, supporters cheer on Claudia Sheinbaum. She's running on the Morena Party ticket. The party's presidential hopeful, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is dominating the polls, too.
No crean que me veo, que como me ven aquí medio flaquita, que soy científica y todo lo demás.
But Sheinbaum is no paper candidate. She holds degrees in physics and energy science and was recently a councilwoman of one of Mexico City's largest neighborhoods. Despite her impressive resume, she tells the crowd that looks can be deceiving.
Lo vamos a hacer.
Just because I might look like a skinny scientist, she tells the crowd, doesn't mean I'm not going to crack down on crime here. I will, she reassures them. Sheinbaum supporter Zoila Zamudio says she's thrilled so many women are getting into politics and breaking old stereotypes.
Ya no es la dama de casa que lava y plancha.
We are no longer just housewives who stay at home and wash and iron, says Zamudio, who is 86.
Una mujer preparada. Una mujer que sabe de todo y que puede lavar y planchar también.
Sheinbaum is a very qualified woman, she says. She knows a lot of things. And she chuckles. I'm sure she knows how to wash and iron, too. Breaking through Mexico's male-dominated political system has not been easy. Mexican women were late in getting the vote, more than 30 years after U.S. suffrage. The only female to qualify for this year's presidential ballot dropped out last month, and fewer than a fifth of the country's mayors are women. But Dania Ravel Cuevas of the National Electoral Institute says this election may break some of those glass ceilings.
Tenemos un número inédito de mujeres compitiendo en este momento.
We have an unprecedented number of women competing, she says. That's thanks to a 4-year-old law requiring each political party make sure half of all their candidates are female. Political science professor Yvonne Acuña Murillo of the Iberoamericana University says the law is working. More than 40% of the lower house of Congress is now female. But she says resistance to the gender parity law remains fierce. A common complaint she hears is it's hard to find qualified women to run for office.
Igual que no hay mujeres preparadas, también hay hombres que no están preparados y están ocupando los puestos.
She insists the same can be said for the male candidates and even those already occupying offices.
Burlan la ley porque cumplen el requisito de entregar una lista donde el 50% son mujeres.
Many parties scoff at the law too, she says. On paper they comply, but then put women in races they can't win. They don't provide equal resources, and in some cases have forced a female winner to resign so a man can take the seat. This year in Oaxaca State, 17 male candidates falsely declared themselves transgender in order to comply with the 50% requirement. Election officials disqualified them. However, Maika Ortega Ejiluz, a local legislative candidate for the ruling PRI party, says the parity law worked for her. She and her supporters walk precincts in Ciudad Sahagún in central Hidalgo State. Ortega says she worked in local politics for 20 years, but was never given the chance to run for office. Once the law passed, she says everyone was frantically looking around asking, where are all the women? She says some men don't take her ideas seriously, and she can't be too aggressive or risk being labeled trouble.
Y entonces la mujer sí sigue en mi sistema mexicano, trabajando hasta 3 veces más que el varón.
She says, so for now, in my Mexican system, we women will continue to work 3 times as hard as men. Carrie Conn, NPR News, Mexico City.